WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane. And if you're anything like me, procrastination is a constant battle. We've all been there, right? That looming deadline, the exciting project that suddenly feels overwhelming, and our inner voice whispering, maybe just 5 more minutes of scrolling. Let's be real, in today's world with endless distractions, conquering procrastination can feel like climbing Mount Everest. But trust me, it's totally doable. And that's what we're diving into today, practical, Stoic-inspired techniques to help you break free from the procrastination monster and actually get stuff done. Ready to unleash your inner productivity powerhouse? Let's go. First up, recognize your triggers. What situations or thoughts send you spiraling into procrastination mode? Is it fear of failure, perfectionism, feeling overwhelmed? Once you identify your culprits, you can start tackling them head on. Remember, the Stoics believed in understanding our emotions and using logic to guide our actions. So instead of letting those negative thoughts control you, acknowledge them, analyze them, and then consciously choose a different path. Next, break it down. Ever tried tackling a giant project all at once? Yeah, me too, and it's a recipe for disaster. The Stoics were all about focusing on what's within our control, and that includes breaking down big tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Think of it like assembling a Lego masterpiece one brick at a time. It suddenly seems less daunting, right? Now, set realistic goals. Don't try to become a productivity guru overnight. Start small, celebrate your wins, and gradually build momentum. Remember, the Stoics valued progress over perfection. So, focus on making consistent effort rather than striving for an unrealistic ideal. And speaking of consistency, schedule your work. Seriously, treat your important tasks like appointments you wouldn't miss. Block out time in your calendar and stick to it. This helps create a sense of structure and accountability, which can be super helpful when procrastination is whispering sweet nothings in your ear. Finally, reward yourself. We all need a little motivation, right? So celebrate those milestones. Treat yourself to something you enjoy, a walk in nature, a delicious cup of coffee, or maybe even a guilt-free episode binge. Remember, positive reinforcement can be a powerful tool for staying on track. Think about the last time you procrastinated. What was going through your mind? Were you feeling overwhelmed, scared, or just plain unmotivated? Maybe you were supposed to start that big project but kept finding more important things to do. Or perhaps you had to write an email and ended up endlessly scrolling social media instead. We've all been there. But here's the thing, procrastination often stems from fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, even fear of success. It's like our brains try to protect us from discomfort by avoiding the task altogether. But guess what? That avoidance only prolongs the discomfort in the long run. So how do we overcome this fear-fueled procrastination monster? By taking small steps. Imagine you're climbing a mountain. You wouldn't try to reach the summit in one giant leap, right? You'd break it down into manageable sections, each step bringing you closer to your goal. Apply that same logic to your tasks. Focus on completing just one small section at a time. Celebrate those mini victories. That sense of accomplishment will fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward. Remember, the Stoics believed in virtue, reason, and living in accordance with nature. So, let's use these principles to conquer procrastination. Virtue by choosing to act even when it's difficult, reason by breaking down tasks logically, and nature by embracing a rhythm of work and rest that feels authentic to you. You got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. What are your biggest procrastination triggers? What techniques have helped you stay focused and get things done? Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every step you take towards conquering procrastination is a victory. Celebrate those wins. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.